Shark Bagley.
Shark Bagley.
Shark Bagley. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shark Bagley, all things loose and disorderly with me, Katie Johnson, and my good friend Howard Middleton from the Great British Bake Off. Episode number 91. Can we possibly find anything else of interest with the same digit? Well, yes. For instance, it's the temperature in Fahrenheit at which the egg of the threatened mallee fowl in Australia incubates. The male digs the hole for the egg in the winter, makes a compost heap to generate heat. He regulates the temperature by adding or removing sand to keep it at a constant 91. Isn't nature amazing? It's also the number of years Colonel Ernest Loftus from Zimbabwe kept his daily diary. Started it when he was 12 and it continued until his death in 1987 at the grand old age of 103 years and 178 days. And, tell you, we're on a roll. The Guinness World Record for the oldest choir with an average age of 91 belonged to St John's House Choir in York in the UK. 13 members, only one fella, were all residents of the St John's House care home in the city, and they even recorded an album in 2013. Hope all is well where you are, and happy Thanksgiving for yesterday to our American friends. With that in mind, Glyn and I treated ourselves the other day to our very first eggnog latte of the season.
I can't mention the thing about calories, can I, or sugar? Because that was what we talked about last year when I actually said, do you know how many calories or how much sugar there is in an eggnog latte? Yeah. And you basically didn't speak to me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's heading towards the festive season.
It doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Does not count. No. Apart from the fact that I've probably put on half a stone since holiday. And then
That's good. They've told you, haven't they? There has been advice about one thing that you can do in order to save money over the winter period. Eat more carbs. Yes. So
put weight on and then it'll keep you warm. Okay.
Keep you warm.
Yeah. I tell you what else I've had, and I've not had it on for probably the last couple of years. But have you ever heard of a sad lamp?
A sad lamp? No. Why would you want a sad lamp? Oh, when you're deficient of sunlight, is that what it is? Ah, right.
Do they call it the seasonal, what's it? Seasonal affective disorder, that's it. And Yeah, well, see, our cottage is, we can tell, we've got the lights on, but it's still quite dark. And I did a piece on it, years ago, and I got this lamp as part of the thing we did. I've kept it ever since, ever so old, but still works. And you put that on half an hour a day. It's got to be quite close to you, but you're not allowed to look into it directly. And it sort of just sits at the side of you. And it's rather good because it's really bright. So when you're trying to read and it's a bit dull where it is today, it's amazing. It's a great reading lamp. And I'm kind of hoping it's doing me some good.
I wonder if it would work when I have thought, because we have some desperately dull days here. And you know, when you've got to photograph things like food and everything looks grey and, well, probably that's just my cooking, but it's, I wonder if there's a lamp that can transform it.
We'll have to look into it, won't you?
I will. But no, you said don't look into it.
Don't look into it. But you're on form today. What have you been doing? Have you had a good sleep?
I don't know. I did have a glass of wine last night. I think that always helps.
I thought you were back on the wine anyway.
I am, yes. But we sort of paced our week. So we sort of started like, let's just have wine at the weekend, you know, just sort of, and not do...
in the week.
You know, midweek drinking. Mm-hmm. And then I can't even remember what the excuse was that we came up with yesterday. Something that Peter said, I think you deserve a glass of wine tonight. And I thought, right, that's okay. But I can't even remember what justification we had, which is awful, isn't it?
Have you turned them round so your weekend is 5 days? And the week is just two. Is that right?
That could be it. Yeah.
I have to start with something, Howard, that just, I don't think you've seen it, but it only came through, it was either last night or this morning, and it just made me laugh. So this follows on, well, it's sort of an ongoing thing, really, isn't it, with the right bosom or rice pudding.
Oh. Yes.
From episode 89 that then fed into episode 90. And he's going to feature again because we've heard from Cindy, who got in touch on our Facebook page. I listened to episode 90 before I listened to 89. I was so confused. Read the rice pudding / rice breast discussion.
What? No, it's got to be a bosom.
Yes, but it's also a right bosom, not a rice bosom.
It's, oh, no. Oh, dear. I've got to tell you a bosom-related thing as well, but... We can do that later.
Oh, no, we've got to do it now.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the
struggling?
Weekend.
Oh, the weekend.
Yes, the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
The five-day weekend.
Well, no, this was a weekend when I absolutely needed a drink after this. So Saturday, I went to do a hen party in Bath or Bath. Right. If you're being you know me, don't drive, so obviously I'm there on the train. There have been some problems with the train, as we discussed with my trip to Manchester, but yes, so went down, got to Bristol, change at Bristol, and I've just realised that has nothing to do with the boobs. Change at Bristol. No. Oh, we're off already. So anyway, change at Bristol, and I thought I'll just check the return trains, and my return train had been cancelled. So it's like, oh my goodness. So I'd got two choices, well, three actually. One was to go via London on the way back, which actually my train ticket didn't cover. It specifically said not valid via London. The other way was to go via Didcot, Oxford, somewhere up that way, or replacement bus. I thought, I'm not doing this again. So anyway, I phoned ahead and asked if it was possible for us to start the class early so I could get, you know, the train an hour before.
Yes.
Got the thumbs up for doing that, so that's great. So I arrive at the venue, and they've rented a sort of house in Bath for the weekend. Got there, phoned the organiser. You're very early. I explained about the fact that I've got to catch an earlier train. Oh, right, well, the hen hasn't arrived yet. Could you wait outside 10 minutes so that it's a surprise for her? So I said, yeah, do you know which direction she's coming in? So she said, no, I don't. So I said, it's all right, I'll just go and find somewhere to hide for 10 minutes. So I've, you know me, with my sense of direction. So went behind this terrace, row of terrace houses, hid there. After about 10 minutes, I hear this sort of whooping out of the window and what have you. And I thought, that's the hen has arrived. Great. So I sent another text. Just let me know when it's okay to come in. Could you wait another 30 minutes?
Oh,
I'm outside. It's pretty cold. Anyway, 40 minutes later, right?
Yeah.
I'm finally let in.
Mm.
Right? And I'm weighing stuff out madly, thinking I've got to do this really, really sharp because I've got to try and get out of here 4:20 at the latest in order to get that train. So doing that, and then they said to me, do you mind, can we have a photo before we start? And of course I said, yeah, of course you can, yeah, no problem. So they said, if we stand in the kitchen and you stand by the living room window. Can you take us from there? So it's like, at that point, you realise that your star is in its descendancy. That it's like, not only have you kept me waiting outside for 40 minutes, now you don't even want me on the blessed photograph. I'm just there to take a photograph of you. So anyway, lovely group. Session went well. I dashed off, got a little text later on to say, had I got home safely? I thought, oh, that's really sweet of them. Then Monday morning, I'm doing a little video for a charity event that I've got coming up. Get my phone out. I'm thinking, what are these photographs? They've only taken photographs of this. There's one of them smiling. They must have picked my phone up and taken shots on my phone.
No.
Including a cleavage. My mum said, oh, she said, it's a good job you're not married, isn't it?
The fact that you are married.
Yes, I am. But I don't think Peter would have looked at that and thought, oh, aye, who is this?
So you've got a woman's cleavage on your phone.
Mm. Well, I must admit I've deleted it, yes. Yeah. But yeah, I thought, oh, that really proves that you are no longer the kind of star quality centre of attention that you once were, doesn't it?
Howard, yeah. You know you'll always be a star to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Don't need a shot of your cleavage, thank you.
We didn't even see the bruised one, did you? So I wasn't going to send you anything else.
Bless.
Oh, now then, I've come across Nelson's Home Comforts. I don't think it's the Nelson.
No.
It's 1885, and it's by Mary Hooper, but it's called Nelson's Home Comforts.
Do you think it's a brand?
Oh, it might be, mightn't it? Might be.
Of something. Yes, Nelson's Home Comforts, yeah.
But how wonderful to be revised and enlarged. I thought that was a lovely phrase.
That's what we want.
Yeah. I think everybody needs to be revised and enlarged by Mary Hooper in this 7th edition. And she's also written Little Dinners and Everyday Meals, etc., etc. I thought, we ain't got time, Mary. We haven't got time for all you think. Just pick a title, Mary. So this was in 1885. And the one thing that I take away from this book, and it's the only one thing, boiled cheese.
Oh, I don't think I've ever...
No.
Ooh, no.
Well, no, because
we've had many a fondue discussion, but boiled cheese.
It's not right, is it? It's not right.
I don't think so.
No. So you and I love cheese, you especially. I when I think of cheese, I think of you. And I shall go through it. It's only short. Put 4 tablespoonfuls of beer into a small saucepan. Shred it in 1/4 pound of good new cheese. And stir briskly over the fire until all is dissolved and is on the point of boiling. Then take it off instantly. 4, if the cheese is allowed to boil, it will become tough. But the title is Boiled Cheese. You can see how I like this one, don't you? And it just says, have ready slices of toasted bread, spread the cheese on it and serve as quickly as possible. Yes.
Wow. So it is, it's a sort of cross between a rarebit and a fondue, isn't it? But that's hilarious to call it boiled cheese and then
don't boil.
Oh, I bought a new book.
Oh.
Well, obviously it's an old book. I was doing a bit of kind of digging. And I came across this book by James Beard, who we've spoken
like
about
him.
Before.
Yes.
How to Eat Better for Less Money. And I thought, this is a really good book to buy currently, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's have a look. I can see lots of bits of paper. You've gone really through that, haven't you? So what's on the cover? So it's very, looks quite festive, H.
Well, it says, How to Eat Better for Less Money. And it's by James Beard and a guy called Sam Aaron, or Aaron, who's in charge of the second part of this, because it says, with a supplement on budget wines and spirits. So it's not just about eating better, it's how to drink cheaper as well, right. Which we like that, yeah. Just turn to the section on wines. It's not much use. It really is. So apparently a 1968 Red Bordeaux is better than a 63 or 65. 1967, the crop was more beneficial to the wine drinker because it was exceptionally large. You think, I don't think I'm going to be able to get any of these now, am I?
We won't be able to afford it, no. No, but then it is of its time, H.
It is of its time, yeah. And I just think, how quickly did this actually become not very useful? So, yeah. But having said that, there is a really useful section. With it being Thanksgiving yesterday, I thought it was appropriate to have a look at what you might be able to do if you've got any leftover turkey.
Oh, okay.
Because of it. Yes. Mm. So James Beard's got a section in here called Six Meals from a £16 Turkey. We've got roast turkey, obviously, as the first dinner. And then your second dinner is scalloped turkey. Third dinner, curried turkey. Fourth dinner, turkey divan. So we've put this turkey to bed now. Yeah. On the fifth day, we're going to have it for lunch. And the sixth day as well. It's like, oh my.
Can I just throw in a suggestion for the people that bought that turkey? Why didn't they just buy a smaller turkey?
I know. It's like by the time you get to the turkey tomato consommé on the sixth day. And then to add insult to injury, he then goes on to say six meals from a £20 turkey. So it's like,
just buy a smaller turkey.
Yes.
Kathy, with that in mind, because Kathy in America had a Friendsgiving for Thanksgiving, and she served turducken.
Served what?
A turducken. T-U-R-D. Quickly say something, Katie, because obviously turd is not what you want.
T-U-R-D. Yes. Sounds delicious. Oh, dear. Well, at least they'll not be going back again next year. She'll have a free house. Oh,
T-U-R-D. U-C-K-E-N. So is it a goose
turkey,
in a turkey?
Turkey, duck and chicken. Is it what, sorry?
Is it a goose in a chicken, a turkey, or the other way around?
I don't think there's a goose in there, isn't it? If it's T-U-R-D-U-C-K-E, turkey, duck. Yeah, chicken. I don't. The goose escaped. It's like this goose is saying, they didn't need me this year. That's a relief.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with me today? Yes, you're right. Turkey, duck, and chicken. Oh, you need a big oven, wouldn't you, for that?
Yeah.
It wouldn't go in ours. It wouldn't go. It's not.
Wouldn't it?
No, it's not big enough. It's not big enough. So we can either have a turkey or a chicken or a duck, but not all at the same time. Speaking of large things, do you remember we talked about moose again?
And yes.
Yes. Well, we sort of went off on one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which is very unusual for us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Had a lovely message from Barry on Instagram with pictures and information. If ever you find yourselves in Scarborough, Maine, you'll be near to it. And it is Lenny the Moose, the world's only life-size chocolate moose.
No. I've done that again where I've got no. Is that there permanently? Does it get refreshed from time to time, do we think? Or
Lenny facts. Lenny is made of 1,700 pounds of the finest milk chocolate. He was sculpted on site in approximately 4 weeks. Lenny's pond is white chocolate tinted with food colouring, and Lenny was unveiled on July 1st, 1997, and continues to delight visitors today.
It's presumably not edible anymore. Well, I don't know. Would it still be edible?
I wouldn't have thought so.
20. No, I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah.
Good
Do you
Lord.
think it really is chocolate? Or do you think they just made it out of plaster or something and thought it'll keep better?
It says on his sign, life-size chocolate mousse. So all these standards, you can't do it anything else, can you?
No,
But
that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
and then we've talked.
Impressive.
It is impressive, and
Yeah.
you know we're talking about how they kick at the front.
Yeah.
How many toes does a moose have on each foot? This isn't a joke, by the way. This is true. This is from Moose Trivia.
This is when I take up my alternative profession. When my star has reached rock bottom, I'm now doing pedicures for moose. How many? I don't know. Do they have sort of two toes? Is it not like a sort of camel just split?
Four.
Oh,
And
right.
one more for you from Moose Trivia. Do moose sink or swim, Howard?
I would have thought they swim, don't they?
They do. They're strong swimmers because, and this is the bit I thought, oh, their hollow hair helps to buoy them up.
Hollow hair.
Hollow hair.
Really?
It is in Moose Trivia, who hollow hair.
I can't even imagine what hollow hair is. Is it? Are we talking about the hair on the? Well, it's not just on the head. It's on the body, isn't it? Does hair vary in terms of whether it's dense or hollow? Is moose hair different to anybody else's hair?
Well, polar bears have hollow hair. The shafts are hollow, which allow fur
Oh.
to reflect back the light of the sun.
But have we got hollow hair or not?
No, we haven't got
No.
hollow hair. I don't know who else has hollow hair. Oh, deer have hollow hair.
Yeah.
Is all hair hollow?
It's gone very quiet while we're pondering hollow hair.
No, it keeps the moose warm as well.
Well, that's what we need, isn't it? We
We
need
need
some,
hollow hair.
or at least a jumper made from moose hair. Would that work?
No, because
No.
you can't, they don't shed their hair like sheep, do they? So you'd have to have a dead moose
Oh.
to have hot. No, you can't. No.
All right.
Can I
Okay.
just say this,
That's.
just as a note to this episode, no moose were hurt in the
Where
making
are
of this episode. Thank you.
Oh.
Hi to Kelly. My husband and I were driving and listening. This is to Shatbagley. We laughed so hard at this episode, this was last week's episode, we almost had to pull over to the side of the road. You two are delightful and I love this podcast. Please be
Oh.
careful out there.
Yes, yeah, especially in moose country.
Mary says, were women of the moose maybe wives of men in the local moose lodge? I seem to remember that was a thing once. Hold that thought. Because we've also had a message from Cindy in Washington, has sent us lots of information about the Fraternal Order of Moose, one of several men-only organisations here in the States. Two others are the Elks and the Eagles, but there are more. They maintained a social club building in the local community and held meetings that had secret, complicated rituals. As women were not allowed, and I think are still not, to become members, they set up a separate but equal system of auxiliaries, or in this case, the women of the moose.
Oh.
And apparently, there's lots of self-published books from groups such as this. People are collecting them. And she says, I think fraternal organisations have been struggling to get members as younger people are put off by the men-only membership and the need for secret rituals. So she
I
does.
don't mind a men-only thing with secret rituals.
Yes, Howard. What you do in your personal life,
Yeah.
lovely, is absolutely no concern of ours.
I must ask my mum as well, because I'm sure my Uncle Walt was something like that, like a buffalo or something. Do they have buffaloes? Is that a society?
It's that other one that's with legs turned up, trousers.
Oh,
Oh, yes,
Freemasons.
that's
Yes.
men only, isn't it? And rituals. But she
I
does
think
ask,
so.
do we have them in the UK? Well, yes, we do. And that still goes on,
Yeah.
Cindy. Good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Let's see what else we've
We
got.
don't have moose, do we?
We
Or
don't
do we
have,
have
no, we
moose?
don't have
No.
moose. Hi to Lorraine. Still laughs about our upstairs downstairs bra story. Hi to Angela, to Vanessa for getting in touch. Regards you being on Bake Off all those years ago. Oh, I shouldn't say all those years ago, should I? Previously. And then, talking about the chocolate mayonnaise cake, Linda says, I've put 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise in box cake mixes, but never in a cake from scratch. Margaret says, I have made this. It is moist and delicious. And Carol says, I have never made a cake with mayo, but I have made a chocolate cake with mashed potatoes. Very moist and tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Laura says, it's funny that some recipes specify the Kraft product Miracle Whip, which is not real mayonnaise. Ah, so we're going in even further here. Some of us grew up with it and prefer it to real mayo, but you might be surprised by the ingredients. So this is the Miracle Whip. Water, soybean oil, high fructose corn syrup, vinegar, modified cornstarch, vinegar, eggs, salt, natural flavours, mustard flour, potassium sorbate, paprika spice and dried garlic.
Oh, is it similar to salad cream, do you think?
Oh, it might be, mightn't it? And then I...
We ought to see what's in a salad cream, yeah.
Ida Walker says, oh my gosh, my mum used to make that cake all the time when I was a kid.
Oh, lovely.
Aunt Jules makes mayo cake all the time. Everyone loves it, the moistest cake ever. Eliza says this was on a regular rotation when I was a kid in the 70s. Barry said I once made Melissa Clark's chocolate mayonnaise cake. The mixture tasted like mayo, but the finished cake was delicious. Who knew? And Vicky, who's in the UK, says, do you think 2 pages of the draft version got stuck together when it went off to print? So you see, yeah. Us in the UK, perhaps not so keen on a mayonnaise cake.
Who would have thought that you would do a podcast that covers so much in great detail, including mousse and mayonnaise cake. I think.
And,
well, we do, don't we?
And yeah. Mammaries.
And mammaries. Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you what else I've done, Howard. I've set us up on Pinterest.
All right. What do we do on there, then?
We're doing recipes. We're going to put recipes on.
Oh, right. What, old recipes?
Yes, because kind of that's what we're talking about.
Or have we got to write new recipes?
No, old ones. So if anybody wants to send us some old recipes, they can, and then we'll pop them on our Pinterest. So if you want to know about the Pinterest, it is... I set it up as Shat Bagley? It must be Shat Bagley. So yes, so we're on there now. So Shat Bagley is up and running with regards to old recipes.
Mm.
And I've found some very old pictures of you, which I've put up as well.
What, on Pinterest?
Yes, including a picture of you when you were in the tent in 2013. Look, there you are. You're quite startled, I have to say.
I know. Do you know, when that picture was released, I contacted them and said, have you got any others? Because that does... I do look like...
You look like you're not ready.
Yes.
Somebody said, haven't they, OK, we're going to take this picture. Oh, Howard's already done it. That's how it comes across.
No, but they don't just take one. They take loads of pictures. And I thought, is that the best one out of all the ones that they took?
It must
Terrible.
Be. It must be.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that's what, nearly 10 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't ever see young. Look like not a care in the world. But Amy, who uploaded this picture of you, put, Howard is my B-A-E.
Really?
Mm.
Oh.
And what's that?
Well, it's a bay, isn't it? It's sort of like a babe. Yes.
No, it stands for something, though.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought it was just... All right. What does it stand for, then?
Something like before... Anything else? That's it. Before anything else.
Really?
Oh, hang on. Before anyone else. Before anyone else.
Yeah. Before anything else. Yeah. You can get to the back of the queue if you're a moose. Yes. Howard's in front.
Isn't that lovely? As long as it wasn't Amy who sent her cleavage to you. Yeah, let me just check. B-A-E. Before anyone else. There you are.
Oh.
It's in the Urban Dictionary, and it's an acronym that stands for Before Anyone Else, or a shortened version of baby or babes, which is what you said.
Yeah.
In other words, sweetie.
If you bay.
But sadly, in Danish, it's poop.
It's what? Soup?
Poop.
Oh, poop!
So, can I just apologise, because we do have listeners in Denmark, and now, unfortunately, they were probably quite disturbed that Amy thought you were her poop.
Yes, yeah.
So, little poop. Yeah. Poop. Yeah.
Peter was quite impressed yesterday.
Yes.
That I actually put a new rail up in one of the wardrobes. Yeah. Had to drill it, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, and it's quite secure.
Is it still up? I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, we thought we've been trying to get tidied up a bit this week. I've just got a bit behind, not a bit behind, a lot behind with housework and things like that. Mm. And we did have the idea of having my mum over this weekend. So I thought we really do need to get some tidying up to. I've done that, so that's one job ticked off my list. But I don't think she's coming now, so...
I had an urge. I've had an urge for the last 2 days, and I feel I need to do it. I nearly did it this morning, and then I thought, no, I've got other things to do, but I probably will do it tomorrow. I feel an urge to cleanse the kitchen cupboards.
Do you know, isn't that strange? I thought the other day, we have more drawers in our kitchen, sort of deep drawers rather than cupboards. Mm. And we've got a drawer that has got kind of bowls and plates and things like that in. And obviously we take the bowls out, we use them, wash them, put them back in. And I thought yesterday, I can't recall ever cleaning the bottom of that drawer. So, ever.
Ever.
Since the kitchen was put in. So, yeah, I can understand the need to do a bit of deep cleaning occasionally.
Shall we do that tomorrow morning then? You in Sheffield and me near Ludlow. Have you got anything else to do? I fancy doing that.
I've got to meet my mum tomorrow. Oh, okay. Because she's got a hair appointment, which she now thinks will last until Christmas, which is fine.
That's a long appointment.
But yes, there was cancellation. Oh yeah, the appointment. Cancellation, so she's got in tomorrow. So that's why I don't think she's probably coming this weekend.
But, so, with June in mind?
Yes. Oh, take your pick this week. She phoned the other night and she said, I've just seen you on TV. And I'm thinking, this is a bit weird. This is very, very weird. She said, it's the best bits of Bake Off. I said, yeah, I think it was on a couple of years ago. No, it's not. It's all new. He said at the beginning of the show, it's a completely new compilation. I said, every time it's repeated, he'll still say, it's a completely new compilation.
June. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and thank you as always for your lovely messages. Not only do we have email, podcast@theshatbagley.co.uk, Instagram and Facebook, we now have Pinterest and currently putting a website together too. And please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review to show your support. It is very much appreciated. So that's it for another week. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Oh, hang on, it's Howard. Yeah. Hi, darling. Mm-hmm. No, we definitely haven't got hollow hair, lovely. Yeah. Oh, God, watch that moose.